of the West Midlands.
Rakeem Omar at breakfast.
BBC Radio WM.
Good morning. We've still got my track of the week on the way and we'll have some fun with Let's Get Lyrical. But I had a bit of surprise yesterday after the show. Do you remember this?
You said, I'm going to do something after the show, right? I don't know what it is, and it has something to do with this.
So here's your African. And in your own time.
This haunts me to this day, by the way. I don't know what we're doing.
Do you remember what that was? Do you remember what it was to do with?
We have so many guests on this show, it's hard for me to always remember.
So it was in November, and obviously it involved you practicing some singing, which you don't seem too comfortable with. I will tell you, it involves a little bit of that, but it also involves you becoming part of a very exclusive club of 1,000 Brummies. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
I was really nervous to press play on that because I just knew it had me singing in it. But it turns out I was about to join a group of other Brummies making history. I didn't have a clue what was going on at first when Leona and I left this building. So here is what happened next.
Time goes by so slowly.
So we've left the car park of the Millennium Point. I say we because I've got Leona leading the way. I still haven't got a clue what we're doing, Leona, but in front of me I can see the Millennium Point on my left and on the right the huge Royal Birmingham Conservatoire. Leona, what are we doing today?
We are going to be recording your voice to be part of the Curzon Street Speaking Clock. Do you remember this?
When the guy came in and made me sing all the notes because people have to sing for the clock. That's what you're making me do today. I'm going to be on the clock.
Yeah. And what's even more cool is that this is one of the last days of recording. So you're technically one of the last voices that is going to be added to this mix.
What is happening? So I'm going to do this now, as in sing now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's
do it.
So my name's Tim Mills. I'm off-site curator at Eastside Projects.
So we're here to obviously sing our note, I think. How is this going to work today? I have no understanding of what I'm doing.
So, we are recording your voice today. You will be one of 1,092 Birmingham residents who are recording their voices. So, you will be delivering a tone based on the chromatic scale, of which there are 12 tones, and each of those tones represent a numerical number from a clock. So, the 1,092, we've come up with that number based on one voice, which will sing at 1 o'clock, four different voices at 4 o'clock, and so on. Up to 12, which is the 12 hours of a clock face, times that by 2, which then gives you your 24 hours, times that by 7, that gives you our 7-day loop, the 7-day cycle of this clock, which then equals the 1,092 voices.
So this is to warm up all your vocal cords. You start from your lowest possible note and you slide up to your highest and then back down. So we'll go, something like that. Do you want to do it with me first? Go on. Let's do it together first.
All right, go on then.
Before you change your mind. 3, 2, 1.
My name is Andy Ingemels, and I'm the composer on this project.
We finished possibly one of the weirdest activities I think I've ever done. Can you explain what has just happened?
So, we've got the two of you in our studio here at Birmingham Conservatoire, and we recorded you, first off just saying your name, then we did a bit of a warm-up, we call it a siren, you go from your lowest note to your highest note and back down again. I'm not going to do it now because I'll break your microphone, but then, the most important thing we did was we recorded you singing the note F-sharp on an sound, and that is so that you can join our station clock, this big clock that's going to chime with 1,092 Birmingham voices at the HS2 station when it's finally built. And so the both of you sang this F sharp, so you'll be in this 6 o'clock position. It's the 6th note to be heard in the chime. You might be at 6 a.m, you might be at 6 p.m, you might be the 6th chime in the big climactic point at midday or midnight. We don't know yet.
Don't sing that with me. How does that feel?
Okay.
So what I want you to do is take a deep breath and like stick your tummy out. So be like, oh, I've got a big fat belly. And that'll put some pressure on your lungs so that you can go, oh, sing with me, stop, and stop, and solo.
...1,092 different voices. That is a massive number. When we first spoke, this seemed like a big task, and now you're in the last week of it. So yeah. Explain to me what the journey's been like finding people and doing this with that 1,000 plus people.
It's been incredible. Like, it all started off with trying to collect these different voices. I was going out into the city doing workshops. It was all kind of based on this project by an artist called Bobby Jane Gardner, who'd done this thing called Four Wards, where she'd gone into different parts of the city and done music with lots of different community groups. And so Bobby kind of gave us all these different groups to work with, and we were trying to just get excitement going, get people to come into the recording studio. Gradually more and more people got involved, kind of snowballed, people started talking about it, and we've had loads of different people coming in. We've had heavy metal singers, we've had babies, just loads and loads of different people. We've had like a Hindi singer, and it's just been really cool just to hear like loads of different people coming and singing, joining, adding their voice to the choir. We've got now just 140 left to record, so really feeling like we're at the end now.
I cannot believe I'm singing on a clock. That is crazy. I don't know what's worse, me singing on the clock or you hearing my voice on the radio singing on the clock. Oh gosh, I told you. Yeah, you might have to have turned your radio down for that one. I'll get into your guesses very soon. I had a little surprise at the end of yesterday's show, though. Do you remember this? You said, I'm going to do something after the show, right? I don't know what it is, and it has something to do with this.
So here's your African. And in your own time.
This haunts me to this day, by the way.
Do you remember what that was? Do you remember what it was to do with?
We have so many guests on this show, it's hard for me to always remember.
So it was in November, and obviously it involved you practicing some singing, which you don't seem too comfortable with. I will tell you, it involves a little bit of that, but it also involves you becoming part of a very exclusive club of 1,000 Brummies. That's all I'm going to say.
What? Well, it turns out I was about to join a group of 1,000 Brummies to make a bit of history, and I cannot believe this has happened. This is incredible. I'm going to be one of the voices of a brand new clock for Curzon Street Railway Station. You know, the new one for the HS2 line. More than 1,000 people have been recorded since 2019. And all of that recording finishes this week. So here's what happened when Leona and I, who was very nervous at the time, went along to record yesterday.
Time goes by so slowly. My name is Andy Ingemels, and I'm the composer on this project.
We've finished possibly one of the weirdest activities I think I've ever done. Can you explain what has just happened?
So we've got the two of you in our studio here at Birmingham Conservatoire, and we recorded you. First off, just saying your name. Then we did a bit of a warm-up. We call it a siren. You go from your lowest note to your highest note and back down again. I'm not going to do it now because I'll break your microphone. But then, the most important thing we did was we recorded you singing the note F sharp on an ah sound. And that is so that you can join our station clock, this big clock that's going to chime with 1,092 Birmingham voices at the HS2 station when it's finally built. And so the both of you sang this F sharp, so you'll be in this 6 o'clock position. It's the sixth note to be heard in the chime. You might be at 6 a.m, you might be at 6 p.m, you might be the sixth chime in the big climactic point at midday or midnight. We don't know yet.
Oh, don't sing that with me. Oh. How does that feel? So what I want you to do is take a deep breath and like stick your tummy out. So be like, oh, I've got a big fat belly. And that'll put some pressure on your lungs so that you can go, oh, sing with me. Stop. And stop. And solo.
so many years of your life have been dedicated to this project. How have you dealt with that? Because I can imagine a lot of your life and spare time has been focused on this.
It's been nuts, like just, you know, doing all the recordings, one person after the other coming in, trying to make sure everyone has a nice experience and that they don't feel like they're on a production line. That's been the key thing. Trying to remember everyone's names when I'm doing the recording, not to mistake people for other people. That's been insane. So yeah, it's been cool, and I've really enjoyed making the mock-ups as well as we've gone along, making different chimes, trying different ideas out. And once we've got all of the voices recorded, by the end of this week, I'm going to be able to actually start making the proper chimes that will be heard in the station in a few years' time.
You must be tired of hearing people sing, though. Come on.
Ah, no, I love it. It's great. Like, so some people come in. We've had, like, school groups come in. Some people who write their own lyrics, and then during the warm-up, they're like, oh, can I rap my lyrics? Can I sing my lyrics for the warm-up? So it's just great. Like, as a music fan, it's just really cool to hear loads of different qualities of voice. All the stuff people say they sing, like, people come in, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm into karaoke, and they'll give a blast of, like, Dolly Parton or something. Like, it's amazing what people are into and all the different songs and styles that I've heard people do in the warm-up when people express their creativity and when they sing the note as well.
And there's been a massive focus on trying to make sure every part of this area is covered with different voices, not only just the tones, but, you know, people with different experiences at different stages and levels of their life and careers. How important has that been to make sure that people can see themselves represented in this or hear themselves?
It's been at the heart of the project. That's why we got Bobby to really help us, you know, with the legacy of her project Forwards, because she'd really made a point of going to every single ward of the city and to get different people involved. So we really used that resource. Bobby was instrumental in making that happen. And so it's just been incredible to get these different voices. Some people are trained, some people have never sung before. And so it's just been incredible to, like, just hear how different Birmingham is, how unique Birmingham is with all these different people. You know, there's millions of us in Birmingham, and just so it really is just a small snapshot of the different voices that are in the city.
And I've had a snapshot into what type of voice I have. So F sharp, that's for me now, know that about myself. Yep. Friday then is the big day. You see the end of this project. How are you going to celebrate this, or do you?
I think I'm just going to collapse and go to sleep and then wake up and start working on these different chimes. So I might have a little bit of a break, and then with fresh ears come and listen to these recordings. First thing first is I'm going to be putting together different folders with the different notes on, listening back to all the recordings from 2019. That's going to be interesting. And then start mixing them all together. And that's going to be really fun, the creative part of putting these different voices together, mixing and matching and making the chimes.
And ultimately, in the future, people are going to be able to see this. What do you want people to take away from this when it finally does happen?
Well, I mean, for people who've been involved, I want them to be able to identify their voice. You know, that each voice is going to come out of an individual speaker. So, you know, you'll be able to stand on the speaker, hear your voice coming through at a certain time. We're going to be in touch with everyone. But even for people who weren't actually involved in the recording, I just want them to be able to come and hear this unique piece of art that's for them. You know, it's for the city. It's something for people to enjoy. Hopefully it's not going to be intrusive. Hopefully it's just going to be something that adds to the soundscape of the city. And I think, you know, Birmingham has a wonderful soundscape. It's got a unique accent. It's got a unique sound to it. So I think it's just going to be hopefully just something that celebrates the city and something that people can enjoy for a long time.
Ears Right. Do you have unique sounds to ourselves right here in the West Midlands? So I can't believe it. When the clock strikes, well, whatever time it is, they haven't really told me yet, you'll hear me and my incredible F sharp. Yeah, it definitely wasn't incredible, was it? It didn't sound as bad as I thought. So maybe there's a career in singing for me, maybe. Lou, do you think? Wow. Okay.
No. In fairness, wow. you weren't that bad. I thought your F sharp sounded really, really good.
Yeah.
I know nothing about music, but it sounded good to me.
Do you know the hardest thing about doing that note was the fact that he was sat right next to me, like shoulder to shoulder, and everyone's just staring at you. And he's also staring at me as he's sitting right next to me.
But it's what, like, an amazing thing to be part of.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like, it still hasn't sunk in. And there are, you know, 1,000+ other people who are having this moment as well. With some great stories, by the way. You know, the youngest person involved in that is 3 years old.
Aww.
Which is the cutest thing ever. And then the oldest person, I believe, was in their 90s.
Wow.
But that person has since passed away because the project begun back in 2019. And their family are going to be overjoyed by this because their voice is still going to be heard, even though they have passed on. And part of a project like this, they can always hear their voice again. I think that is such a beautiful...
That's really touching, isn't it?
A beautiful sentiment, absolutely.